What is the meaning of the Hare Krishna Mantra and what does one achieve by chanting it? According to the intention of all Shastra in Kali Yuga, the Lord does not appear directly and is unseen to the material eyes, but rather appears in sound vibration in the form of His holy name. Kali Kali Naam Rupa Krishna Uttar. The name of the Lord is not different from the Lord, just as the deity in the temple is not different from the Lord. That is why the holy name is a person, since the Lord and His energy both are persons. Having said this, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a Yugala Mantra, which means it addresses these personalities, who are Hara, Radha, Krishna means Krishna, and Rama meaning Balram or Radharaman or Parashuram, where Hara represents the energy or concept of Krishna or Rama or Balram, depending on the conception of the chanter. But the common meaning of the Mahamantra is to address and create the energy or concept of the Lord to engage in His service. This Mahamantra descends from the topmost point in the spiritual world called Goloka Vrindavan, which is Radha and Krishna's abode, down to this material world, and hence it is a spiritual sound vibration and not material. Like if we chant water, 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 then it does not quench our thirst. But when we chant the Mahamantra, then it quenches our thirst for spiritual satisfaction, because it directly connects us with the Lord and His energy. That is why one feels like chanting more and more instead of being satiated like in this world. And it is called the Mahamantra because it does not consider the qualifications of the chanter and the time, place and circumstances compared to other mantras in the Gayatri. It also reveals and awards the highest revelation of God's form and nature. Although the Hare Krishna Mahamantra can give everything material as well as liberation, but most importantly, it gives the fifth goal of life, apart from dharma, earth, kama and moksha, and that is prema kumartha maham, love of God. This love of God is the most expensive treasure in the entire universe, because it generates bliss to an infinite degree and remains steady forever, unlike in the material world, which is insignificant and flickering. That is why the Lord does not avoid it so easily, because after attaining it, one can purchase the Lord. So one can just imagine its value. Plus, the Mahamantra takes one to the highest planet in the spiritual world, Goloka, which is even beyond the Vaikunthas, where one can serve Radha and Krishna and their associates eternally without any suffering in the form of birth, death, old age and disease. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra reveals one's real Swarupa and also the forms, qualities and pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Hence, by asking for service in the form of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one achieves the greatest bliss, liberation to Goloka, and enjoys the service of Radha and Krishna and their associates. Thank you.